come on back, back babe, back. And don't you forget that. Never, never, never make me fret. Think, think, think. Hey, hey, think. Don't you forget to think how much of the happiness think. Can I really claim? Think. Tell me how much of the happiness think. Can I really claim?
Okay, let's get down to it, Boppers.
Buddies, listen to this part. You're really gonna like it. You feel a kick in? It's the North American Scum. You know something, Hicks? I never get the loud headphones that a person in my career needs by this point. I've already destroyed my hearing through a lifetime of wearing headphones. And this comes up all the time, making me feel like the levels are really, really low. Speaking of which, I don't know why, but at least once a week I hear from people, Fez's mic is way too hot. It's just way too loud.
I've talked to Mars about this. We all have, I think. And the final conclusion is, but from Mars's conclusion was, Fez eats the mic too much.
All right, you got to lean it back a little bit, Fez. What they're saying, it's you. It's all you. I had no idea that.
Yes, I'm so loud the entire country in Canada can hear me.
Well, we want them to hear you, but what we don't want them to do is complain. But I had no idea, because I asked Mars about it, and he just said, whiskey, 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 bourbon, tequila, whiskey. And then he started trying to sing When You're a Jet to me. I don't know why he loves West Side Story, but that's his favorite. All right, 866 run zero Fez. 866 run zero Fez. This is our last day before our summer vacation starts. We're all off to Lake Winnipesaukee on what I call a corporate retreat. I'm going to try to bring all the guys together. And I just know that if I can, you know, have Hicks drop backwards and Dave has to catch him. And then, of course, I'm going to have Fez and Dave tied together. And they have to go up to the top of a tree and then rappel. I think it's all going to work out for us. Looking for the Ichiban.
Ichiban. Ichiban.
It's the Ron and Mike Eater Show. 866 Ron Zero Fez. 866 Ron Zero Fez.
Makes my name sound like Mike.
Oh, easy. You're blowing my ears out.
I'm way back here now.
It doesn't make your name sound like Mike. It sounds like you're eating some guy named Mike. I could have said ass eater, and everybody would have just gave a wink, because when I come in with that subtle stuff, people are finally picking up on it. Let's go over here to, you know what? Before we even get to the phones, Fez, if you remember last year's Tony Awards, Doogie Howser and the Gay Mafia all had all kinds of big laughs all night making fun of Jeremy Piven for becoming mercury poisoning sick from eating too much fish and having to leave Broadway. The judge looked at it yesterday and sided on the side of Ari Gold. Jeremy Piven and Ari Gold shit in the face of Doogie Howser and the Gay Mafia.
Ari Gold wins again, as usual, ends up on top.
Well, it's really a sad thing that somebody is sick, and then everybody else attacks. Now, I remember we stuck with all them when they were sick in the 80s, and they couldn't perform. We were there for them. We did the Hands Across America, the We Are the World, and that's what friends are for. And now that a straight guy eats way too much fish, nobody can be on his side.
The Broadway Equity Group gets so cocky. Here's their problem. They had a chance to have their own doctor examine him and were so convinced that he wasn't sick, they didn't even bother to do it. The only report that came in was from Piven's doctor.
Well, are you-